from originating station VK4WIA. This is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. Has the time come for us to get rid of our monthly magazine and our weekly broadcast, as well as our club newsletters? Is it time to depend on RSS feeds and tweets? Has the cyber technology expunged the need for mass-produced information? Some years ago, I can remember people saying that the internet had replaced the role of amateur radio. Similarly, I can remember that when single sideband was in its infancy, both in land mobile and amateur services, that people were forecasting the demise of AM. Fondly remembered as ancient modulation. Broadcasting still makes good use of AM, as do amateurs who are using newer methods and technology to explore this mode. One thing that news broadcasts and publications provide is an aggregated view, a mass of items presented coherently. With the use of multiple platforms, our amateur news services do bring the world to our shacks. This is only true if people are prepared to share their local news and not just hoard it on their own website. In doing this, they are ensuring that others have to find it and cannot complain that outsiders don't know. This is reversing the idea of the global village. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Brisbane area, it can be heard on 1843 kHz using amplitude modulation. I'm Terry, VK4 Alpha, Alpha Tango.
This is Alan, VK4 FABR, with an update from the Ipswich and District Radio Club. Last Monday, November 21st, an extraordinary general meeting of the club was held to elect a new president and vice president. A good representation of nearly 20 members were in attendance, and after a number of nominations from the floor and a show of hands, Darren, VK4 FVRX, was elected as club president, Glenn, VK4 FARR, as vice president, while Jamie, VK4 JY, has taken on the role of secretary with Darren's move to president. As this was an extraordinary meeting, our trusty treasurer, John, VK4IE, continued in the role, as there was no requirement for that position to be put to a fresh vote. The club would like to thank Honorary Vice President Councillor Andrew Antonelli for chairing the meeting, WIA Director Ewan, VK4ERM, for attending and representing the WIA, and former President Derek, VK4MIA, and Vice President Paul, VK4FPDW. Members and visitors can keep up to date with the latest club news, repeater information for the district, and other events and contests on the club website, vk4wip.com. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you are tuned to Q News. From Castledine in North Brisbane, it is transmitted on 7.130 MHz, following the national WIA News 9 AM Sundays. I'm Paul, VK4 Bravo Golf Tango.
Well, it's good news for the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club about its recent weekend of celebrations. The club's 50th anniversary reunion luncheon was held on Saturday the 8th, and then on Sunday the 9th we hosted the WIA Queensland President's Function. The weekend began with an early morning tour of Mount Gunanaman VK4RBU repeater site. The visitors had a brief walk up the mountainside, and it was a pity that the low-level clouds shrouded the site and obscured the grand views. That cloud soon turned into violent rain and electrical storm, so it was a quick dash back down to town for the reunion luncheon, where the BARC president hosted almost 60 guests. Due to the storm, the venue suffered some long power outages, but with only a slight delay, the chef managed to put together a sensational lunch, and the day was enjoyed by all. Our raffles and prizes were mostly won by visitors, so we spread good cheer far and wide. The Sunday event was a working President's Day, which got underway after the WIA news. The Queensland Club representatives had a chance to hear from and present reports to the WIA President, Michael Owen, WIA board member Michael McLeod and Mike Charteris from the Queensland Advisory Committee. The weekend closed with a fine barbecue lunch for those attending the President's meeting. Then it was time for many to depart for home, although we hear some travellers stayed on for a few days. Thank you to all those who attended and helped us celebrate our 50th. There are plenty of photographs of the weekend events on the club's BARC website. That's barc.asn.au. This has been Bob, VK4UD, with the Bundaberg News.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. From Ingham and far north Queensland, it can be heard on 7070 kHz following the WIA national news at 9 a.m. local time Sunday mornings. I'm Felix Shuri, VK4FUQ.
Greetings from the Rockhampton District Amateur Radio Club, the Radar Club. I'm Les, VK4VIL. Last Saturday night, the club held its annual dinner, which, keeping with tradition, had a Christmas theme. Attendance was great, with almost 70 people present on the night. Bill, VK4XZ from the Sunshine Coast, travelled by tilt train for the event, taking home with him a flash multimeter prize donated by Gary, VK4FGZA. Other attendees on the night represented Gladstone, Mackay and Central Highland clubs. As well as the great raffles led by Gary and Gordon, VK4GM, guests realised some real bargains from a super auction, and Bob, VK4HRC, tested our knowledge with a brain-twisting quiz. There was something for everyone, including presents and giveaways for the children, who added to the atmosphere. Congratulations to Clive, VK4ACC, who is customarily responsible for arranging the event. Clive also added to the club's coffers by donating a dual band handheld as a prize. Definitely a top night. December's general meeting is the club's last event for 2011 and is affectionately known as Ladies' Night. Male members of the club are encouraged to bring their partners along, with an informal social following the basic, essential business. It's interesting to note that female members usually take their partners to all general meetings. Hi, hi. Well done, ladies. Until next time, or next year, this is Les, VK4VIL, on behalf of the Rockhampton and District Amateur Radio Club.
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. In the Wide Bay Burnett District, it's relayed on 146.800 MHz, VK4 Romeo Bravo Uniform, Mount Gananamon, following the WIA National News Service at 09:30 Australian Eastern Standard Time each Sunday. From the Maryborough Electronics and Radio Group, I'm Ray, VK4 TPT.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.